So since you're all here, we can talk. You will translate to them. Then you should speak in this microphone, and then the devotees should ask what they want to ask.
因为今天有学生也在找马哈拉吉想见马哈拉吉，所以呢他就决定，他就同意我们的这个见他，所以你们如果有什么问题的话可以问。Someone
has a question.
你们有什么问题？
I mean Chinese devotees, not someone else.
Krishnananda is asking, could you please give us an introduction of how you came to Krishna consciousness and how you experienced in Krishna consciousness?
And how I what?
How you came to Krishna consciousness and how you experienced.
Experience?
Yeah, some realization or whatever.
Anyway, I think I came to Krishna consciousness similar to the way most of you do.
他说，马哈拉就说，我加入Krishna之旅的方式跟你们大部分人是类似的。
Through association of devotees.
是通过各念者的联谊。
And by coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books.
然后呢，接触到了圣婆婆的书籍。
And that's how all of our devotees come to Krishna consciousness.
那么所有的奉献的也都是通过这种方式加入Krishna之旅的。
Maybe there's some difference in the detail of how that happens.
不过呢，可能是这些具体发生的细节有所差异。But
but the end result is always the same.
但是呢，大致情节都是类似的。
So there's so much potency in these two things. In Srila Prabhupada's books and in the association of Vaishnavas. This is Chandramouli Maharaj, if you don't know who he is.
This is Chandramouli Maharaj.
These are some devotees from China. Shan, you didn't notice if they were speaking Russian or something? No, it's just speaking Chinese. So there's so much potency in devotee association, in Srila Prabhupada's books, and ultimately in the chanting of the holy name.
所以呢，奉献者联谊，圣婆婆的书籍，而且总体来说，唱诵圣礼这三件事情非常的有力量。
So Sukadev Goswami says, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkisha, Abira, Shumva, Yavana, Kasha, Adaya, where I am in Hungary, there are the Huns, Kirata, Huna. Hun. Hun. Huns, yes. We are Huns. And you are the Kasha. So Bhagavatam describes people who have little mustaches. So he says, Yenyera Vinda Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulkasha Abira Shumba Yavana Kasha Adaya Anyway, by taking shelter of devotees of the Lord, even races that don't qualify to be civilized, they can also achieve perfection.
如果得到奉献者的联谊和仁慈的话，即便那些没有资格的种族的人类，他们也能够达到我们的圣的完美。
How could you mistake that for Russian? insult Chinese to you. So all of these are papa, all of these are sinful races. Govinda Maharaj was in China, you know, he was there recently. So every day he would send me messages of what he saw Chinese people eating. Once he was in a hotel where they had this specialty with scorpions. Did you eat scorpions? Anyway, so many other things, I guess you know better than me. But anyway, we are all papa. We are all from sinful races. Prabhu Vishnu Vena Maha. But Krishna is very powerful. And if we take shelter of Krishna through Krishna's devotees, then even sinful people can become pure devotees. And the evidence of that is that you're all here in Mayapur.
Sorry?
The evidence of that is you're here in Mayapur. I'm also here in Mayapur. So we have similar story. Someone else?
He said, in Bhagavad Gita we read that there are three types of faith. So what are those?
In Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
There's four types of faith. There's faith in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness, and then there's pure spiritual faith. Or in the 17th chapter, Krishna says, Tri vidham bhavati shradham, that there are three types of faith. And, but those are according to the modes of nature. So, when a person's faith has no real philosophical footing and is just based on darkness and superstition, that's faith in the mode of ignorance. A person's faith or conviction, which may be scripturally based but the purpose is sense gratification, that's faith in the mode of passion. When a person's faith is for the purpose of purification, then he's in the mode of goodness. And and when someone has faith that if I simply please Krishna, then everything will come, that's spiritual faith.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who has faith that Krishna will take care of everything, and by pleasing Krishna, all of their needs are taken care of, then that person is called a pure devotee. So originally, everyone has pure faith. But when that pure faith becomes mixed with material qualities, then it becomes like that. So we should be faithful devotees. Shraddha Vishwas Shuddhina Nishchoy Krishna Bhakti Sarva Karma Pittahoy. That if I just serve Krishna, everything is taken care of. That's the basic definition of real spiritual faith. So when a devotee is known by the quality of his faith, if someone has that kind of spiritual faith, he's known as a pure devotee. If he has this other type of faith, then he's known by that type of, he's that type of devotee. So at least Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to have either that their faith is in advancing in Krishna consciousness, or better yet, just in pleasing Krishna. So we should not be in ignorance. Sometimes devotees come with really, really weird ideas about spiritual life. Things that are not based on scripture, they're like some kind of superstition, some speculation. So that's Krishna consciousness in the mode of darkness. And devotees like that will often be very independent minded and sometimes they can be very aggressive, but generally always foolish. And people who are very much bound by fruit, the results, they worship Krishna for some result. Then they become proud and arrogant and very much looking for fame and distinction. It may be that someone wants to become a guru for the sake of collecting followers. To become recognized as a famous, I don't know, kirtan singer. So all of this type of fruit of types of devotion are a devotion in the mode of passion. They shouldn't be indulged in. We should not. Both of these kind of devotional service just means repeated birth in the material world.
刚刚提到的这两种奉献服务都只意味着继续轮回生老病死。
And it may even mean that one may go downwards. That one may go down from the human form of life.
然后呢，这个人他可能就会从人类形态继续往下。
And then, but if one practices Krishna consciousness for the purpose of purification, then he will become purified.
但是呢，如果一个人修习 Krishna 知觉，是为了不断的净化自我，那么他就能够得到净化。
And he'll come to the stage of wanting to please Krishna.
然后呢，他就会达到这个想要去取悦 Krishna 的这个境界。
So mode of goodness is the desired mode.
那么所以呢，这个善良形态呢，就是我们应该希望所达到的一个境界。
Sattvam sanjayate jnanam, the symptom of the mode of goodness is knowledge.
善良形态的特征就是知识。
Similarly, if we cultivate knowledge, then the tendency will be to come to the mode of goodness.
同样的，如果我们不断的去培养知识的话，我们也能够逐渐达到善的形态。
And then from the mode of goodness, then tamo rajas tamo bhava kama lobha desha chaitrita ranavitam stita sattva prasidati evam prasanna sabhagvat bhakti yogita bhagavat tattva jnana mukta sangha sujayate. Then one comes to the liberated platform.
然后呢，从善良形态，它逐渐的就能够达到这个解脱的层面。
愿我 lucky. Okay. Someone else.Okay, bravo, here come the Mridanga players.
Hare
Krishna.
And she has a new question.He's asking, is initiation the beginning of spiritual life or the aim of spiritual life?
The end. Sometimes it's the end.
How come no one came?
No, initiation... Initiation is a process.
启迪呢是一个程序，一个过程。
Devyam jnana dito dharyat kuri patasi samsaya, by which one acquires transcendental knowledge, becomes free from sinful reaction.
为达要去获取超人的知识，要摆脱罪恶反应。
And the ceremony of initiation is just one step in that initiation process.
这个启迪的这个仪式呢，只不过这个启迪程序当中的一步而已。
It's like Krishna, the deity is Krishna.
就好像 Krishna 那个神像就是 Krishna.
He's Krishna before he's installed.
Sorry?
He's Krishna before he's installed.
在他被安放之前，他已经是 Krishna.
There's no difference between an installed deity and an uninstalled deity.
所以呢，这个被安放的神像和没有安放的神像是没有区别的。
But the installation is a ceremony.
所以呢，这个安放是一个仪式。
That marks a contract or connection with the deity.
这个意味着对这个神像来说是一个好像是一个仪式，或者说就像签一个合同。
Similarly, the ceremony of initiation is a contract with the Guru Parampara.
同样的，这个启迪这个仪式呢，也就意味着和这个 Parampara 也就是和始祖传系相签了一个合同。
But initiation begins when Pipratena, Pariprasnena, Sevaya, when one inquires, one surrenders, one renders service.
当一个人去询问，一个人去服务，并且去皈依的话，那么他就是这个启迪就生效了。
And if one doesn't, if one doesn't surrender and one doesn't serve, then the ceremony does nothing.
那如果一个人他并不皈依，即便已经有了这个程序，这个启迪这个程序仍然并没有真正的开始。
Diksha Kali Krishna Atma Samarpa. Jekali. At the time of Diksha, one is meant to be Atma Samarpa, one is meant to be fully surrendered. So Atma Samarpan, Atma Nivedan. If someone has come to that stage of full surrender, then he can say he's initiated. Until then, one is actually in the initiation process. In other words, if we're just learning to surrender. So we should not place excessive emphasis on the initiation ceremony. Because if we think that I'm initiated, therefore I'm surrendered, then that may be the end of your spiritual life. So the end of initiation is when Krishna is standing in front of you. Then you're initiated, Krishna has accepted you. So until then we should continue to practice and surrender. Now we can start. Did we have our little discussion then? Is that okay? There's only one reason we had this meeting. Because if I didn't do it, Tamal Krishna would be very angry with me. I didn't want him entering in my sleep at night.
You just mentioned that real initiation is Krishna is now standing in front of me.
Well, at least you can say at that point that's the sort of culmination of the initiation process. In other words, our whole Krishna consciousness is the process of initiation. Understand? No, not fine. It's not a ceremony. It's not finished when you get your beads. Just like the other day, we're reading here about Sakshi Gopal. So the Brahmin came and he talks to the deity. And the deity is speaking back to him. So you can say that Krishna is really installed when he's speaking to you. Or at least when we can hear him. And he is Krishna. So if he's there, why can't you talk to him? And Prabhupada says in the third canto that Krishna is very eager to speak to devotees.
Prabhupada 在我四点摩耶瓦的第三天里面说，他说 Krishna 非常渴望跟奉献者说话。
And then Lord Kapila says, he says, the devotees speak to me and I speak to them.
主 Kapila 说了，他说奉献者跟我说话，我也会跟他们说话。
So, why isn't that happening when we're in front of the deities?
所以呢，当我们站在神像面前的时候，为什么这事没有发生呢？
Because our relationship with the deities is not mature yet. So similarly, initiation is also like that. Initiation is a process. It's not a one-off event. It starts, it initiates when you give yourself to Krishna.
就当我们把自己交给 Krishna 的时候，这就是起
点。Sakri deva prapanoya stavasmati dajatrute. It's when the devotee decides, from now on, I belong to Krishna.
也就是说，奉献者开始做出决定，从现在开始，我想就是属于 Krishna 的。
Until that sentiment really matures to the stage where we become qualified so that Krishna accepts us.
直到我们已经完全的达到这样一个成熟的境界的时候，那这个时候 Krishna 会完全的接受我们。
That's why I said if Krishna is standing in front of you, then Krishna has accepted you.
这就是我为什么说当 Krishna 站在我面前，这就意味着 Krishna 接受了我们。
Okay, now let's chant a little Hare Krishna.
那我们现在就唱诵 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.